Dad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist, and with me is nobody. So, what we got going on tonight, I just wanted to make sure we don't, like, lose a week. So, doing a little solo thing here tonight. So, Donnie finally got the plague. As far as I know, I haven't yet, though I've, like, had a few sniffles here and there, which, I mean, I know it sounds like that's, reducing the severity of it. I mean, implying reduced severity. I don't know what the best way to word this is, but not everybody, you know, it's the plague for. So, who knows? I've been around him, clearly, plenty, but everything seems all right. Anyway, so Donnie's fine. He, you know, he caught it. He felt like shit for a day, had some kind of tapering off symptoms for a few days afterwards, but he's doing just fine. He's back at work, but just in terms of contagious window and all that kind of stuff, we're just trying to play it safe, because as he likes to put it, I'm a guidance counselor, which is such a shitty way to put that. Nothing against guidance counselors. You guys are fucking awesome, but he seems to like to minimize that. Jackass. But yeah, so I mean, I'm just not trying to get my team, my employees sick. So, or my kids for that matter. I mean, okay, so that's a tangent that I'm inevitably going to go on here because it's really relevant. I don't know, I mean, how many of you that listen have little kids, but it is a fucking nightmare right now if you've got little kids and there's the whole COVID thing, especially if you've got two working parents. So if you got a kid who's in preschool, preschool's up, especially up until the most recent update from the CDC. So the CDC made some kind of rule changes, and then so did DHS. And prior, it was one of those things where, like, if there was enough kids that had COVID in a class, they'd shut the whole thing down. So you'd be shit out of luck just out of the blue for, like, 4 days with, you know, 4 or 5 days with just no preschool, no daycare. I even think regular school is kind of like this too. And I mean, what that means is then, like, these two parents are having to scramble and figure out who's watching the kid and, you know, juggling if you're trying to work from home, that kind of thing. It's a huge pain in the ass. It's incredibly frustrating. So we've been kind of dealing with that because there's just been this surge in COVID around here. So we've had all these closures and stuff, and even despite them changing some of the rules, if your kid has any symptoms, they send them home, and then you've got to go through the testing process, which anybody who's tried to put a Q-tip up a toddler's nose knows how incredibly frustrating and a battle that is. So it's been just a whirlwind. The kicker is, if one of the parents gets sick, you're looking at, like, your kid can't be at school for 15 days or something to that effect. So if you got COVID, your kids don't get to go to school either. So it's a double whammy. And I'm just thankful that we've managed to navigate this whole thing without having it yet. But it's coming. I mean, it is the surge, as they say around here. So we're in northern Minnesota. I think most of you, in case we get some fresh listeners, that's where we're at. And very much winter up here means everybody's indoors, which means there's much more spread. So it's kind of like the hot zone right now. So anyway, supposedly we're passing the peak. Looking forward to that tapering off as the weather's starting to improve. So I hope you guys are hanging in there, getting by through this crap as best as one can. But yeah, so here I am flying solo then because of that. So, so I mean, as far as updates go with, like, the builds and stuff, you know, Donnie's just doing a couple little things. Actually releasing a video here. Very much very similar, kind of like I just threw together a video to kind of explain what we got going on with the projects. So if you don't subscribe to Dad Mods, I'll just explain a quick rundown of it. So basically, the shoebox, because of all these issues with the daycare and scrambling with work and then work hours getting crazy, you kind of like lose your ability to do hours in the evening working in the cars, and then it's affecting garage days when we got big stretches of hours to work. So it's basically, I haven't made a lot of progress. So I got those awesome control arms from Cody, and outside of getting them painted, I haven't been able to do much except today. So I just got the passenger side in and replaced the upper control arm and got that greased. So next step is the shockwaves go in, and I'm going to be trying to do that here tomorrow. Now that the kids are back at school, and I'm going to take a little bit of time from work, I think, and do that. So, well, technically that'll be today. So you guys are listening on a Thursday, you'll be, yeah, you know, that will be occurring that day. Yeah. So it's exciting because it means that, like, I'm going to be start running airlines and all that stuff. So I can start playing around with it like real air suspension. So that'll be cool. And then I can get an idea of how this thing's going to sit with the bags completely aired down and how low she's going to sit. I know it's not going to be quite as slammed as when I took all the suspension out and just lowered it all the way down on the floor jack, which makes me a little sad because it wasn't like literally laying frame even at that point. So I know that I'm going to have a few inches off of the ground. It might even be like 4 inches off the ground, which is kind of a bummer, but because I want the thing to be fully dumped. But there's a few things that I can do. I know that I can get taller ball joints for the lower control arms, and that raises the whole thing up a little bit. Drops the car, raises up the hub level, and actually the roll center of the car, too. So that's kind of cool. But so I've got a little bit of room, a few more things I can play around with to get the front lower if I want. But, I mean, really, I want the car to handle as well as possible. That's kind of my dream for the car, is not necessarily to track the thing in the way that I would track like a purpose-built race car. I'm not going that all out. But it would be cool to go through some twisty roads and feel like the car is compatible with it, and it's not like terrifying. So that's the plan. I mean, I'm gonna just play around with it. I'm gonna try and get like the right ride height figured out, so you know I've got decent ground clearance and it handles optimally. But still able to air down and get a couple more inches of drop out of it. And then as far as the rear end goes, I haven't decided what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try and get the rear end down as far as I can. So we'll see how that goes. But as far as getting things done here as soon as possible, yes, I'm drinking White Claw. I don't care about your judgments. So, yeah, so as far as like timing, get the car done and everything, I'm going to try and get all the air suspension done here before, basically before the summer, because we've got two big shows coming up. Well, I shouldn't say coming up. We've got Motorhead Madness, and that's going to be in the tail end of March. So my goal is to have the front 100% done and the back in some semblance of slammage. Doesn't have to be full slammage. I'm even happy with using the leaf springs and drop blocks and just pulling a leaf or two out of there and just letting the thing kind of sag and driving it that way down to the show, because the show is literally 2-3 miles away from my house. So not a big deal to cruise down there like that. And then after the Motorhead Madness show, if it doesn't get on air at all, I'll start working on putting air into the back of it and doing a link setup in the back. So then the goal for that to be wrapped is done in time for Back to the 50s, which is kind of around Father's Day in June. So that'll be sweet. I mean, that's kind of the goal. I do want to try and put a manual transmission in it this year, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I mean, the most important thing is I really want to get this stupid transmission ironed out, because it's, you know, it's doing that whole like shifting late thing. So, that's just kind of like the plan for it. And ultimately, even if it sits as an auto for this year, it's not the end of the world. I can always do the manual transmission this winter and then it would actually give me a little more time to plan it out and, you know, maybe do a T56 in it. I don't know. That'd be pretty cool. So an auto for one more season wouldn't be the end of the world, as long as the auto is working the way that it should. Yeah. Yeah, guys. So, I mean, I don't got too much more to chatter at you guys about. I hope you're all doing well. As always, you know, thanks for the support. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You know, thanks for watching the Dad Mods videos. It's a slow process trying to grow this thing. This year, we will finally reach monetization, which, you know, for some channels basically happens overnight. And for some channels, it takes 10 years. You know, it's, you never kind of know how it's going to work. Some people, they just hit a viral video and they produce enough content that that viral video just times and works really well for them. And others, it is a long process to get seen. You know, especially with the car thing, there are just so many content creators out there. And even though we're working as hard as we can to try and produce something that's really good quality, we want it to look like something you'd see on cable TV or as close to it as possible. We want it to feel as close to Roadkill or Motor Trend as we can, because that's kind of our, them and Mighty Car Mods are really kind of our inspiration. So we're working our asses off to try and do that. And unfortunately, I think we don't put out as much content. We are also one of a million different car channels. And I think, especially these days, everyone's got a channel and a lot of them are crap and they don't put any effort in. So they assume most car channels are crap. So it's hard to break out. It's really hard to break out. Every once in a while, you get the Vice Grip Garages and you get the, you know, Boosted Boys, B is for Build, like those typical bigger channels. Every once in a while, you get those, but, you know, it's very hard to break out amongst the sea of all the other ones. So we're trying, but, you know, thanks you guys for watching and tuning in. You know, we're at the lowish 800s right now. You need 1,000. Our like watch time is fantastic. We've for months been past the they have an expectation of a certain amount of hours in 365 days that you have to meet, and our channel's been past that for I think this entire year already. As in, like, I'm pretty sure in January we reached that expectation, and now we're way beyond it. We just don't have the subs to back it up. So, if you know anybody, you want to share any of our Dad Mods videos, we appreciate that. If you can get anybody else to subscribe, that'd get us that much closer to the monetization, which would be wonderful, because then we're looking at a little generating a tiny bit of revenue from the show, and that'll help work on projects, and then we can do more things. You know, we can do more specialized content too. You know, if you guys have a request and you want something specific on the shoebox or on the E30, you know, we're able to do that. I mean, Christ, I've got that. I've got motorcycles. You know, you got something you want to see done on a motorcycle that we happen to have, just let us know. And it's easier to just pull money out of our butts if we already have something that's helping to kind of cover some of the overhead. So anyway, yeah, so thank you. That's kind of where things are at with the channel. So I think we're going to wrap it up now. And hopefully here for the next week, we'll have a podcast figured out. I think we're going to try and do remote podcasts for a little while. Because the irony is that now COVID is probably going through Donnie's house, so we can't bring anybody into his residence, which is where our new podcasting studio is. So fitting. So we're probably going to look at having to do Zoom podcasts, which actually can be a lot of fun. So look for that. We should have one out next Thursday, Zoom podcast style. So otherwise, maybe I'll throw it over to Donnie and I'll make him try to talk out of his ass for 15 minutes. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyways, thanks, guys, for listening to another Brews with the Dude podcast. We'll see you next week.